This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty.
Welcome back to the session, Know Your Lord. This session is so important and it takes you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is directly the best knowledge refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Know your Lord. Before the break, we were talking about some of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how powerful they are, how meaningful they are. And after knowing these names and attributes, there is no intellectual person, there is no honest person, there is no person who is a man of justice, who is a man of truth, will ever go back and bow down to anybody. When he knows that is al-haq, the truth, the reality, when he knows that he is al-mubeen, he is the most evident and clear and open, when he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-hakim, the most wise, when he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-halim, the most forbearing, when he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-hamid, when he knows that he is the worthy of all praises, when he knows that he is Al-Hayy, the ever-living, how can an intelligent person will ever go back to anyone who are themselves created by Al-Hayy, by Al-Haqq, by Al-Hakim, by Al-Khaliq? How can anybody go and bow down and associate partners with these great names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When he knows these names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can anyone go and bow down and associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Therefore, it brings you back to the light of knowledge, of wisdom, when we study these names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is Al-Khabir. Al-Khabir is the one who is all aware. And Allah says in Surah Luqman, Surah number 31, Ayat number 34, that he is Al-Khabir. Al-Khabir is the one who knows, who is well aware of what we do. Any action of ours, wherever it is, whether it is in the darkest of the room or it is very open, Al-Khabir, he knows what you do. He is absolutely aware of our actions. He is absolutely aware of our sayings. He is absolutely aware what goes in our heart, in our mind. He is Al-Khabir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is Al-Khabir. And Allah knows what is in the womb of the mother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows where will a person will born, where will a person die, when he will die, what will happen to him, whether he'll be good or bad. Allah is aware of everything. Allah has created us. He knows the nature. He knows what we are going to do, what we are doing and what we have done. He is Al-Khabir. So, O people, be mindful of Al-Khabir. Anything that you do good, remember, reflect, realize that Al-Khabir, he is aware of what you're doing. He is aware. Nothing goes unnoticed. Whether anybody is watching you or not, whether anybody is there to applaud you or not, whether anybody is there to stop you or not, when you're doing good, Al-Khabir, Al-Khabir, he is well aware of what you do. So be mindful. Be mindful when you do anything wrong. Remember that he is al-aware of what you're going to do, and abstain from that bad so that you have actually reflected on Al-Khabir, which is the all-aware, all-knowing. He knows, he is aware of what we are doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-aware. He is al-aware of what is going to happen in this world with us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the God, being the one who has created us, he knows, he is well aware of what is our current condition. He is aware of how we are being defeated in this world. He is unaware of what is going to happen. So seek the help of Al-Khabir. Seek the help of Al-Khabir, who is all aware, for our victory, for our success, for our prosperity, for everything that we do. Al-Khabir is the one who is all aware. Believe in him. Reflect so that you do everything good, so that Al-Khabir is all-aware of what you're doing good, inshallah. Another name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Qayyum. Al-Qayyum is the one who is self-sustaining. He doesn't need anybody. Being Al-Qayyum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is self-sufficient. He is self-sustaining. It is he who provides you, me, and the rest. But he is by himself. He is self-sufficient in his names and attributes. He is self-sufficient, self-sustaining in his essence, in his actions, in his decree, in his commands. He is self-sufficient. He doesn't need anyone. He doesn't need and require any support, any protection, any help from anybody. And that makes him the creator. Al-Qayyum, the one who is self-sustained. And this name is mentioned in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayat number 255, in the greatest ayah of the glorious Quran, as regarded by Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Ayat al-Kursi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is no God except him. He is al-hay, the ever-living. He is al-qayyum, the self-sustaining. He is by himself. And this is the creator that we need, my brothers and sisters. We don't need a creator who is themselves, who are themselves in need of someone, who is always dependent on something. We, the creation, are always dependent, relying on the one who is Al-Qayyum. How can we worship? Think about it. How can we worship? How can we worship to the one who himself is dependent, who himself is in need of the Supreme One, Al-Qayyum? And which is better? Which is better? To worship the one who is Al-Qayyum, who is self-sufficient, who is by himself, in his names, in his essence, in his attributes, in his actions, in his commands, in his decree, as opposed to those who are weak, who themselves need Al-Qayyum? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Qayyum, meaning the one who is self-sustaining, who is by himself. Another name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Khaliq, subhanallah. Al-Khaliq means the creator. Al-Khaliq is mentioned in Surah Hashr, Surah number 59, Ayah number 23. Al-Khaliq means the creator. Again, he is the best of all creation. Just look around yourself. Look around in the creation. Look around in the sky, how the birds fly. Different kinds of birds, different kinds of species, different variety, different colors, different shapes, different forms. Who is that who created all these creatures? When we see in the Discovery Channel or the National Geography Channel, we are amazed by his creation. We are overwhelmed. How best is our creator? Fatabarakallahu ahsanul khaliqeen. Glory be to Allah, who is the best one to create. We are always amazed looking at the creation. Different kinds of birds, different kinds of animals, different kinds of creatures, fishes deep down the sea. Different kinds of creatures deep down in the sea. Who has created them? Are the idols the creators? Are the humans the creators? Who has created them? It is Al-Khaliq. He has created them. He is the single creator. The indivisible God, who is the creator of everything, who is the creator of the heavens and the earth, the sea, the mountain, the trees, and everything. You and me. He is our creator. Look at the trees. Look at the mountain. Look at the sea. How best is his creation? Doesn't it indicate that it requires a powerful, wise, knowledgeable creator? Yes. An honest mind, a truthful person will always acknowledge to this fact that there is a supreme power. There is a creator behind us. Nothing comes by chance. A small machinery doesn't come by chance. An iPad doesn't come by chance. An iPhone doesn't come by chance. Any machinery, any element, any thing does not come by chance. There is a maker. There is a creator. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that creator who has created everything, who has created the humans. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. Whom should we worship then? To the one who has created us? Or to the one who are themselves created by Allah, by Al-Khaliq? Think about it. Ponder on it. Reflect upon the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creating. And wallah, we the humankind, the creatures, are very insignificant. Very insignificant when in comparison with the creation that is around us. Look around you and you will testify, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is no God worthy of worship and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon whom this glorious Quran, the glorious Quran upon whom was revealed, is the best and the only creator of the people, of the creatures, and everything that exists that we see and that we don't see. He has created everything. He is Al-Khaliq. So dear brothers and sisters, in this episode we have talked about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Al-Haqq, the truth, Al-Mubeen, the evident. He is Al-Hakim, the most wise. He is Al-Haleem, the most forbearing. He is Al-Hamid, who is the one who deserves our praises. He is Al-Hayy, the ever-living. He is Al-Qayyum, the self-sustaining, who is by himself. He is Al-Khabir, who is aware of everything. He is aware of everything, every act, every saying that we do, that we act, that we think, and that is there in our hearts. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, finally we talked about one of the greatest names of Allah, and that is Al-Khaliq. My dear brothers and sisters, remember, ponder, reflect, memorize and comprehend these great names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you would marvel the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his names and attributes. Let every beloved one of yours learn these names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we get Jannah, insha'Allah, bi'idhnillah. The objective which we set for knowing and understanding and memorizing and reflecting upon the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Jannah, is paradise, is the companionship with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We conclude with this, insha'Allah, in the next episode, we shall continue with the rest of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and try to benefit ourselves, try to recognize our own creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Till then, keep memorizing, keep pondering and keep reflecting upon the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Who created the sun?
He's Allah Almighty.
Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty. Who runs the rivers and lakes?
He's Allah Almighty.
Who runs the clouds full of rain?
He's Allah Almighty. Who forgives us when we commit many sins?
Allah Almighty.
Who looks down on us
Tell me who he is.
Allah Almighty.
And when you meet Allah, you should be so proud. And then you shouted to him out loud.